And 8:57, 51 degrees, and I believe we've got Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities on the line. Markets lower here in the early going, Bill. What's putting some pressure on them today?
You know what, Brian? I think a lack of follow-through from Monday's advance yesterday is probably weighing heavy on the marketplace. You know, we're mildly defensive this morning. I guess the bottom line is, you know, we don't have any fresh news to trade. I'm looking for a headline and just can't seem to find it. Domestic weather seems to be okay. International weather seems to be okay. But looking at prices as we speak, May corn right now is 366, down about 2.5 cents. July corn, 371, down about 2.5 cents as well. And new crop November, 384 3/4, down 2.5 cents. So just a little bit of weakness across the board in corn. Looking at the soybean complex, May beans, 886 3/4, down about a nickel. July beans, 892 1/2, down a nickel as well. And new crop November, 897 1/2, down 5 1/4. Meal market, mildly defensive, down about $2.40, and it was the loss leader yesterday. Soybean oil, about steady on the day, had a little bit of an advance yesterday, but wasn't really to follow through. Looking at the wheat market, May Chicago wheat down about 6 1/4 at 471. New crop July, 478 1/2, down 6. Kansas City wheat, 484 1/2, down 4 1/2. And July, Kansas City, 494 1/4, down 4 1/2. Minneapolis wheat, 514 1/2, down 4 3/4. Hogs are down about 30 cents here today, and the cattle are down about 27. No real good established cash market so far this week. Looking at the crude market, looks like it's up about a dollar at 37.38. Hopefully that'll give the commodities in general a little bit of a recovery effort, but the dollar is kind of standing in the way, up about 38, 39 ticks. Nice to see that we did see the sale of 100,000 tons of beans announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so business there continues. South American weather is cooperating with harvest. Stronger dollar and weaker Brazilian real puts pressure on their prices. Domestically, extensive rain have slowed planting progress in the south, but forecasts offer a rosier picture for the next 10 days. All things considered, I think we should see additional short covering before the prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks at the end of the month, but we're going to need to see a catalyst to make that happen. Thanks, and I hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thanks a lot. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks much, Brian.
You bet. Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.